Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 9 o'clock exactly here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Earlier.
We're in a room that is 60 degrees currently. I've got a hoodie and a winter jacket on, and it feels comfortable now. John won't let us turn on the heater because he's worried about...
I turned on my heater yesterday, and it was just like all this stuff blowing out of there. I was like, holy crap. No, turn this off. And
so we
I'd rather
punished?
Be cold. I'm wearing a sweatshirt around the house.
Yeah, we have to
So
get
we
punished.
Have to be punished because
yeah.
of that?
Yeah. So anyway, no, it's amazing. That stuff just stops... I'm fine. You turn that on, and it just stuffs.
Would your wife allow for a smaller space heater so you can at least
be
warm?
That would work.
Yeah. So you don't get all that stuff.
No, because we burn the house down. We're not doing that.
Well, no, you can
get houses.
You can. Thirty years ago.
I think they
have found ways where the wire's not framed.
Then you get to sue them.
No, here's what we did. So she bought these ear things. You ever burn those things in your ear? You ever do that? They're long, like candles, and you burn it. You ever do that, Del?
I've never done
it. I'm not into voodoo. I've never done voodoo. Which Wendy's from Louisiana.
Yeah. From Louisiana.
Yeah, that's called the gree-gree. They call that the gree-gree.
I don't know what it does. Anyway, we did that. And you burn them, and they burn, and you stop burning them when they're about 4 inches from your ear. And she takes it, and she throws it right in the garbage. What are you crazy? Are you what?
Hold on. We need a little time with this one. Now, Wendy is from South Louisiana.
Yeah,
and they do have some of the juju, the gree gree. They've got some of that stuff going
that's
on there.
Creole in New Orleans, but okay.
The Creole, well, New Orleans, but Creole is going to be a little more South Louisiana. Right. They got some voodoo juju stuff going on there.
It's not like your boo-boo juice, is it?
No, okay. The boo-boo juice is much safer, and it's a lot less to bring in bad spirits.
So happy that's a thing, that we call it boo-boo juice.
John just goes, have you guys ever burned candles in your ears?
No. Where do you think I'm from?
Tell me, my parents grew up on farms in Kansas, although they did put, I have heard about this.
A Louisiana juju thing.
It sounds like it.
No, we did this before years ago, and I think it might have been here, but anyway,
you met Wendy?
No, I think she'd never seen it before.
Okay, does it bring spirits?
Look at this.
Does it bring spirits?
No.
What does it do?
It's supposed to, like, I don't know if it brings out your earwax or what it does. I don't know. People know. Del, answer.
They're being answered.
You got an intern today?
Yes.
Tyler did his job.
So you put a candle in your ear, a small candle?
No, it's a long one. And you burn it. And if somebody knows what they do, for whatever
burning,
reason we did this, I don't know.
And it draws wax out of your ear.
Or something. I don't know.
But you did this before.
There was no wax coming out of your ear. I don't know.
Yeah. What is it? What could it possibly be for?
I don't know.
Why are you burning candles near your ear?
Somebody explain this to me?
This sounds like somebody did Jack Easterby tell you to do this to trick you?
No, Jack Easterby didn't just
Cal, I want you to do this. Lay down on your side. We're gonna put a candle in your ear. Okay.
So while we're getting that, Del, I need you to get Dilbert in here and let's see. I want to see if you can use your Jedi mind trick deals with Gilbert. Hey, Gilbert.
Yeah, what's up?
What are you doing?
Yeah, what's up?
Trying to stay warm. Cold.
You're cold today?
He's just like us.
Yeah, you have heat at your house?
Yeah, I'm cold.
Yeah, what's up?
You don't have any heat at your house?
Yeah, central heater, you know.
Oh, you do?
Stay on the couch all afternoon watching football game, and my legs are freezing like hell, you know.
I know.
Wait a minute.
Mine too.
Your legs are freezing like hell?
Yeah, he's cold.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
cold in
the house sometimes, you know.
Hell's
watch
hot.
Football game, you know. Well, cold in the room, you know.
People say cold,
people say cold as hell.
Yeah, that's
they don't think about really, it.
No one's thinking that one through.
They don't think about it.
Yeah, like holy ship. Okay,
Gilbert, did you just hear the word John used?
Holy ship. That there's no such thing as holy ship. No, people haven't thought this through. I was actually that's a
hold on. What'd you say?
What's that?
Holy Toledo, like Bala Hamilton say, you know.
Yeah, He
holy Toledo.
He used to say holy Toledo. You're right. Del, do you want to ask Gilbert some questions today?
Not particularly.
Yeah, what do you ask me anyway, Dale?
Yeah, ask him, Dale.
I don't have anything. Gilbert, you said you're staying on the – you sat and watched football all day. Did you watch anything after football?
I watched a little bit of the Tennessee game yesterday.
Tennessee
– what did you think about that?
Sleep anyway, don't.
Yeah, but you can't watch that like at 1 a.m. Like when you stay up and watch stuff at like middle of the night, what do you watch?
Movies on Showtime and
Cinemax?
And X-Men.
On what was that?
Epix.
Epix. Okay, on Showtime.
Oh, Gilbert does have basic Gilbert
at
has
least
movie
at a minimum.
Channels.
Yeah. What do you watch on Showtime at night? Shannon Tweed?
No.
Anyone named Debbie?
Kari Wirr?
No.
Just say none of your business anyway.
You don't remember?
You don't remember?
Debbie who?
Debbie who? That's what he said.
You ever hear of
Debbie? Debbie Does Dallas, yeah.
You watch that?
Debbie Does Dallas, you see?
No, he ain't on cable no more.
Yeah, he's right. He's not on cable anymore. So what do you watch like that? Do you watch... Do you know who Shannon Tweed is, Gilbert?
Yeah, watch some movies, R-rated movies like Makeup. That's a good movie.
Makeup?
I don't know that one.
What's it? What's that about?
Never knew that one anyway.
About this teenage girl who play with her boyfriend, you know.
All right. So what?
A more recent movie, 2019 or 2020? Makeup.
Makeup. I know.
I've never heard of it.
I never heard of it. So, Gilbert, why'd you call today? What's up?
Well, Pittsburgh lost last night, anyway.
You what?
Pittsburgh lost.
Yeah, Pittsburgh lost yesterday, anyway. Yeah.
Well, I think anyone said it's all the way this year, anyway.
I don't know what he said. Something about going all the way. Who's going all the way?
New Orleans Saints. All right. You're a New Orleans Saints guy.
You're rooting for New Orleans this year.
So you about that new? New general manager that the Texans got. You know,
Nick Caserio.
Yeah. Yeah. What about
him? He's not good owner anyway.
He's not. You don't like Cal?
No, I don't like Cal anyway.
Okay.
Gilbert, do you think you could run the Texans better than Cal?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, I think so too, Gilbert.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, we all agree with that. All right, Gilbert. Thanks. We got a full board here. People wanted to get in here. See you, buddy. AMF, long-time listener. Let's get AMF in here. What's up, AMF?
What's up, fellas?
How you doing, man?
Hey,
what's up, bro?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Look, 100%. I know what you're talking about, John. My family, my mom, we weren't going to no doctors. My mom would get, like, newspaper, roll it up in a cone, put it in my ear, light it on fire. The cone would light on fire. And once, like, she would look at the smoke. And once you saw, like, the air get sucked out, it'd make a poof. And that's how you know your ear was better, because it sucked out the air and you weren't in no more pain. So this ain't no voodoo. This is Mexican stuff too, Lance.
Okay.
Well, it wasn't in Mexican on the box, but it wasn't in Spanish.
But he's saying AMF is like, this is a Mexican
thing. It's a cross-cultural
thing.
I didn't get any of that. I didn't get that pop thing. All I heard was crackling AMF.
You heard it?
Oh, you hear it. You hear the burn.
No, you can hear the crackling in your ear. Like, if my mom was doing this to me, I would hear the crackling. And then I could feel the heat get closer and closer to my ear.
I feel like somebody's hair is going to burn.
Almost
100%.
But then my mom would say, wait. And then the air would just get sucked out because you know, we weren't going to no doctor. My mom wasn't going to take us for no earache. Yeah.
So this is for an earache you would do that?
Yeah, yeah, for earache, 100%. I've done it to my wife like 2 weeks ago. She I did it to her ear and knocked that thing out.
Well, good.
And what does it do?
Wait a minute, you knocked what out?
The pain.
Oh,
the earache.
Oh, does it pull out earwax?
No, I don't know what it is. It's like liquid or something that gets back there because of nasal or whatever. And it was over Christmas break.
Let me ask you a question. Is this like, are doctors okay with what you guys are doing? Or is this considered Santeria?
No.
Probably not because they're missing out on their copay.
Yeah, because they can't. Yeah, then you don't go see them. Okay? Let's get
ENTs do not.
P. Diddy in here. What's
here's
up,
what I want
P.
you to do. Go take a newspaper and just turn it into a cone and then burn it up by your hair.
P. Diddy, what's up?
Yeah, I do that. I've been there.
It's not P. Diddy, it's P. Diddy.
It's P. Diddy. What up, P. Diddy?
It's a swirling sound.
It's a
guys
what?
That smoke, it's a swirling sound. You hear it sucking out all the gunk in your ears. And if you're a smoker like me, you got more buildup in your ears.
Because ear, nose, throat.
And it pulls it out. All right. Thanks, Pete.
So what did you do? You use a candle also?
Yeah, you can buy them like in the store. It comes in a box. It's like long candles.
There's a candle you can buy in a store. Don't you have to wait forever?
It's not a wax? Candle. It's not it's not that. It's paper. And it doesn't – and actually – The ash from a cigarette, how it falls off. This doesn't fall off.
So wait a minute. So this isn't a real candle.
It's not a real candle.
Like hot wax is pouring all over you. And your hair's not going to catch on fire.
No.
Because you got Dr. Linville now. This is although it does look like you had it tightened up.
I did tighten it up.
Yeah, it looks like you tightened it up a little bit.
Yep.
Because must have been because you were about to burn your hair off because of a candle.
Nope.
I want to point out
it looks like a candle, but it's really paper.
I want to point out this all started because John won't let us turn the heat on in here.
Yeah. Well, I can't believe you guys haven't heard this thing.
I've never had.
He won't let us run a heater, but he'll put a candle in his ear.
Yeah.
And try to get Gilbert to run the Texans. That's where we are, 2021.
Listen.
Are you proud of yourself already?
Listen, would Gilbert make better decisions?
I didn't say he wouldn't.
He'd be a tougher boss.
I don't know.
I want to shoot higher.
He would be definitely tougher.
I want to shoot higher than Gilbert the owner.
All right, let's get Matt in here. Last one about the years. What do you say, Matt? This is the one. This is the thing we got more calls about.
What it is it creates the heat creates a vacuum, and the theory is it pulls everything out of the interior of the ear, so you have a cleaner ear, including earwax. That's the theory of it.
Well,
whether it actually works or not is beside the point. It makes John feel better, so therefore he likes it.
Oh. Well, how come I didn't get any earwax out, though? I don't know.
I said it can get it out. It doesn't get everything.
Maybe we didn't do it long enough because once it got near, it's a big flame. And once it gets quite close, you're like, I'm done.
Yeah, enough.
Enough. All right, Brittany, one more and that's it. Because we always let the ladies in. What's up, Brittany?
Okay. Hi. So when you actually put it in your ear, it does get the earwax out. You have to cut, like, once you blow the fire out and it's not smoking anymore, if you cut it open, you'll see the earwax in there. That's the purpose of it because you get so much buildup in there, so it causes you an earache, potentially. But when you cut it open, you get to see all the earwax. It's really gross, but it's fascinating.
So it's safer then because they've got the kind that you put the drops in to make it soft, and then you take the syringe of water and you blast it in your ear, which I always thought, boy,
that's
how they get it out of the doctor's office. They got these hardcore water pick guns, and it goes... Sounds like they're jackhammering and you just earwax shooting all over the office.
Yeah.
That's
like
flushing because they flush your ear out with the water and then it has like a cup below it so you can see all the earwax falling out of your ear. But that can also give you like swimmer's ear. But if you do the cone and you light it on fire, once you're done, you cut it open and then it's going to be full of earwax.
See, oh my gosh. I swear.
We have a bigger response to this.
Yeah.
Than anything
I had some old German babysitter my mom told me that used to put a candle on my stomach and a glass over it and a quarter underneath and it had to pop. Now that was more like some kind of German home remedy thing that I don't even know what that even was supposed to mean.
WebMD, what is ear candling? Yes, earwax is gross, but should you really stick a candle in your ear to get rid of it? Lots of people say yes. WebMD. See?
What does WebMD say?
I don't care. I just read that.
I didn't argue.
That's all I needed.
I didn't argue that it didn't exist. I just didn't know that people did it.
Well, here it is. Ear candling. Should you try it? Here's what WebMD says, which a lot of people go there to find out if, you know, to find out how soon they are to dying. A lot of people find out they're very close to death when they have a cold. It says, what is ear candling and should I try it? And it says, here's exactly what they say. They say, should I try it? And it said, yeah. And it says, while at its best, ear candling is a lousy way to remove wax. At its worst, it can cause serious harm to your ear. Mm. It's also risky to hold a lit candle close to your face.
And so, what WebMD?
If I wanted to bet on how much earwax would come out of my ear, where would I go, John?
Well, I'd go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio. That's where I'd go. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio. You want to bet on this weekend's games, the divisional playoffs? What? Already up. Who wants them? You want to bet? You want to put your name in a square and see if you can't win there? Yes. You got squares for tonight's game, as a matter of fact. Tonight's game, we're going to preview it on the other side. We got the national championship of the football, of the college football season tonight.
Saddest day of the year.
And you can, that's right, it really is. And you can bet on it at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. Want to know what the line is? Just go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio, and you can bet, win, and get paid. Ohio State, plus 8.5 at this point in our lives. Over, still at 75. You want in? All you got to do is go to mybookie. Open up an account today. And when you open the account, you deposit. Let's say you deposit $1,000. They'll give you an extra $500 to play with. So you got $1,500. That does not happen at any other book. I'm telling you. You can play blackjack. You can play all kinds of all the casino games that you could possibly want. You want to bet on horse racing? You can do that as well. Anything you want to bet on, it's unbelievable what you can bet on at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. The best site, easiest to navigate, mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 9:17 ESPN 97.5. Tonight, Alabama, Ohio State. Boys, who you got?
You talking about what really matters, the spread
eight
game?
And a half.
I think I got Ohio State.
You do?
I think Ohio State might be the smart play.
Because Ohio State does the one thing you have to do to beat Bama. They can throw the ball down the field. You'll watch anyone who has had any success against Bama in Saban's era. They make plays down the field. If you are too afraid to protect and throw the ball down the field, you got no shot.
Yeah, and the thing is, they don't have this. They don't have these killers off the edge for, like, they don't have these crazy rush talents off the edge right now for Bama. This is not a special defense by any stretch of the imagination. So, yeah, I give Ohio State a shot. I do give them a shot of making it a good game. Now, the problem is Ohio State's defense, their secondary, just isn't very good.
Nope.
And
if Waddle's going to play, and if he can play and be anywhere near what he was before, that's another
plays.
Problem.
Well, yes. I think he suits up and goes through the motions. I think Nick Saban wants Ohio State game planning in case Waddle does play. Whether he plays or not, you want him to think it's possible because it's more work they have to do.
And the other thing is Ohio State still has some COVID issues, so we won't know who's going to play until right before the game. But if they have who they had last week, however many days ago it was, they have a real shot to stay within that number because they can score.
And I'm hitting Justin Fields in the back as often as possible.
Well, you have to get to him first. We'll see.
Alabama will get to him.
Well, I don't know. The only reason he got hit against Clemson is because he left the pocket. We'll see. Ohio State's offensive line. And the other thing is, can Sermon continue on this Zeke-like run? Because Zeke was not really a known figure until he lit up Alabama. Actually, he lit up Wisconsin in the Big Ten title game, then Alabama, then Oregon. Can Sermon complete that? That's like, if they're going to be able to run the football, then all bets are off. If that offensive line can control. But we've seen Alabama the two times they've been pressed this year. It's because passing offense has got to them.
Have you done Sermon yet?
Yeah. I wrote him up this summer. And then just some notes, and I liked him a lot. Then I watched him at Ohio State, didn't like him. He didn't have good tape this year. The question is how much of that was due to him coming back from injury, and maybe he wasn't. And then I changed his grade. I went and watched the last two games, and he ran with more aggressiveness. There's certain things he doesn't do well. Like, he doesn't have great vision. He ran through some pretty big holes, but he had more explosiveness the last two games. Like, he was faster through the hole. He was a more aggressive runner. Like, he looked like what I saw at Oklahoma when he was at his best. He got in some kind of – I talked to Wallace to try to figure out. I said, why did Trey Sermon, who's clearly talented, why did his carries keep going down and down? He said, I don't know. I know he got in a doghouse with Lincoln Riley. He did know that, and that's one of the reasons he ended up leaving. But he has some talent. You know, this summer I thought he had the talent of a second rounder. Then what I saw at Ohio State was more like fifth. And now it's tough because he's big. He's got some speed. He's got great size, you know. I think he goes probably in the third round is my guess. I don't know. There's talent. Obviously, there's talent on the field out there. Justin Fields, I can't wait to dig in and watch him. This is a big game for Justin Fields' draft. Because if Justin puts together another strong performance in this one, he's going second. He's going to go second. Whether it's the Jets or someone else, Justin Fields will be the second guy off the board.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take a guy who's 170 pounds second in the draft, Devontae Smith. You just can't.
He'll go third.
It'll be interesting.
He might because Deshaun said he wants to throw to a guy from Alabama at some point.
Yes. Well,
It'll be interesting to see how Alabama approaches this offensively. Najee Harris is the best running back in the country. Devontae Smith is the best wide receiver. Their quarterback is the best quarterback in the country, according to the awards. I mean, Forrestall is a weapon as well. And then you got – if Waddle plays, and you got Mechie too. I mean, this team is – it'll be very interesting to see how they approach it and how hard Sark has been working.
That's a question.
That's
always a question is how does the offensive coordinator do when they already have another job?
Right.
If they stay and work, because sometimes they don't, but this is for a national championship. It's going to be really, really – this is a really intriguing game because on the surface, if Ohio State plays like they did for much of the season, Alabama should beat them by 20.
Yep.
On the surface, I mean, Bama can throw 50 on anybody.
But for whatever reason, they step up, and they stepped up unbelievably against Clemson, and you wonder if they got that in them again. But against these defensive backs, I don't know how you can't give 8. Well, of course, I've been wrong every
and
game.
Alabama's offensive line is not bad like Clemson's.
I wonder where it is right now, who everybody's betting on. I'll try and find out who everybody's betting on right now because that's a pretty good indicator of who's going to win. If everybody's on one side, you can almost guarantee that the other side is going to win. Much like that Colts-Bills game, everybody was on the Bills. Literally everyone in the world was on the Bills. So you could guarantee that the Colts were going to cover. And let's see. I don't know which way it's going.
It's 9.
Trying to find out. It's up to 9 now?
Yeah.
It was 8. It's 8.5 at my bookie.
The public is the public's firing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Alabama's, but they're both public teams. They're both public teams. But Alabama is so.
In the playoff era, Alabama's played in how many title games? They beat Clemson, lost to Clemson. 2, is it?
Yeah.
They have not. When they're not playing someone, they severely outmatch. They don't blow teams out. Obviously, we know Ohio State beat them. But when they're playing talent comparable teams, they compare talent wise. They don't run away from teams in playoffs. Like they beat up on Washington and Michigan State, but we know the deal there. Those two teams don't recruit on the level of Alabama. Alabama, their greatest team, 2018, Clemson wiped the floor with them.
Okay, let me hit y'all with I got all the prop bets right here. The over under 75. Who do you like?
I'm going under. I think one team is not going to show up tonight. And I don't know which team it is.
Okay, well, here's the team over-unders. Alabama's 42.5.
I'm going to go under that.
Okay. Ohio State's 33.5. You're going to think over. Then you're going to be like, man, I probably should be taking the points. 34 sounds potentially reasonable.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Although I don't think they have, they don't have the firepower. Listen, I don't think Ohio State has the firepower that Florida has offensively. But
they
got a better offensive
line. They did against Clemson.
That left tackle Thayer Mumford, he's pretty good. He doesn't look like it. He looks kind of awkward and gawky, but man, guys, he gets guys blocked. So I don't know. And they're opening up holes, man. They're running the ball really, really well. So, and it's not like Alabama's this great defense. Here's another one. Justin Fields, over under passing yards, 299.5.
Under.
That's what I think.
Under. Because he's going to take off and run a bunch.
Ooh, I like their downfield passing attack. I mean, you got to stay away from Sertan and all, but I don't know. For them to win, he's going to have to, unless Trey Sermon goes for 250.
That's it.
But we don't suspect he's going to go for 250.
Well, okay. Well,
do we?
He could easily hit that if Alabama has built up a quick lead.
Over under touchdowns, 2.5 passes for Justin Fields. I think over might be the play there.
You like under 299?
Over Justin Fields' rushing yards, 41.5.
Over. Over.
You think so?
He's going to have to take off a bunch because he's not going to have guys just running free.
Trey Sermon.
Alabama likes guys running free, though. Alabama against, look, against the teams that's who have true. Legit passing attacks, Florida and Ole Miss are the two teams they played, and even A&M has some success a little bit, not a lot. They leave guys open. Look at Saban's teams in the playoffs against teams who can throw the football. Clemson had their way two times. Two times.
For whatever reason, they just... And they couldn't dispatch with Kyler Murray.
And, yeah, once the
Kyler
game...
Kyler Murray kept coming back.
I forgot about that. The game got out of hand. It was like 21-28 to nothing, whatever it was.
All of a sudden,
but even still, they were within 12 in the fourth quarter.
Jake Fromm built an entire college career...
Off of that game.
Off of a positive game against Alabama.
I forgot about the Georgia game. Another game where they play comparable talent, and they probably should have lost. So Alabama, as dominant as they are... That's because most of the time they're out talenting everyone. That's not going to really be the case tonight.
But there is something to be said about momentum. I think that I don't know that Ohio State has the type of team that can withstand a big momentum rush against them. Like it's the Mike Tyson. You got to survive the first round and get into the third or fourth round, and then you get the first quarter is so important for Ohio State. I would even say scoring first.
Well,
it's almost essential.
Clemson ain't Bama, but Clemson went up and down the field a couple times to start. And Ohio State was like, okay, now that you're out of your scripted plays and that play caller that's not really a play caller gets going, don't worry.
But Clemson didn't have the fronts to hang in the game.
No.
Bama has enough.
You look at Clemson's line and just how the four teams looked. Just look at how the lines looked. Clemson doesn't look anything like Ohio State. Alabama
or Notre Dame
The line, just visually, they don't look like those guys. How they're built.
So Ohio State will have left tackle, center, right guard drafted this year. Alabama's going to have left tackle, right guard, center drafted this year, and maybe the other guys. So I'm just saying for sure right now. Notre Dame's going to have left tackle, right guard, and maybe right tackle drafted this year. Clemson, nothing.
Not even Carmen?
This year.
How is he a senior or a junior? I don't know what he is.
I'll have to check my list to see if he is. But it's just it's not good. It's not good for them. So it's a little different. So Olave's over-under on receiving yards is 101.5, and Trey Sermon's is 104.5 as a runner. Yards. Master Teague still out?
I like over rushing.
Garrett Wilson. So Olave is going to have, for sure, he's going to have Sertan. Should you maybe look at Garrett Wilson over under 81.5 as the second receiver?
We see these great matchups of receiver on great defensive backs, and the receiver wins a lot.
You're not going to be able to play Chris. Mac Jones is over in passing. You just won't be able to bring yourself.
What is it?
What do you think?
320.
Is it higher?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Is there any props for tight end receiving yards from Ohio State? I'm just looking
Forrestal?
At.
Forrestal? Oh, no, for Ohio State.
Because no, not the
I'm looking at something. Apparently, someone tweeted it who's an Ohio State guy, but who knows if it's correct. CFBXM, which is for SiriusXM, the College Football Show, says Merrill. Alabama is the worst team in the FBS when it comes to giving up yards to the tight end.
Oh, wow. 929 ESPN, 97.5.
Mac Jones passing yards, 369 and a half over under.
369 and a half?
That's insane.
That's stupid. 713-780-3776. I know this. If you want to watch it outside on your patio, you want to watch it in your outdoor kitchen. Well, I don't think you're going to do that tonight. I'm pretty sure that you're not, unless you've got a wonderful fireplace, which, by the way, Jeff Aronoff can install. He can do it. He can do it. I'm saying that's all I'm saying. You need one installed today. I don't know if he can get the job done today, but I can tell you this. If you've got a big job that Jeff Aronoff, that involves, you know, just renovating, whatever it is, if you, it's called Absolute Marble and Granite, which means that they've got all the countertops, all the vanities, everything that you, you know, all the rock hard tile, everything that you could possibly need, stone, beautiful, beautiful stone, beautiful patios. They can do all of that. But any kind of renovation, Jeff Aronoff can get that job done. It's what he does to your business or your home. Because you can't, listen, you got to upgrade, people. I mean, I said this over and over. If your home is 20 years old, I guess what? You got to add to the value of that. If you don't, your biggest investment that you've ever made in your life, you're just going to lose on it. And you don't want that to happen. You got to upgrade. You got to keep it nice. You got to do it with Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite. He did ours, and I'm telling you, it helped us sell our home. It did wonders. Just give him a call. Let him come and give you the estimate, and let him give you 20% off because you're a 97.5 listener. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. Absolute Marble and Granite.
SportsMapBets.com is live. Stay up to date with betting guides for this week's NFL and college football action, or check out SportsMapBets research tools and keep the lead in your fantasy league. SportsMapBets.com has all the info you need to make the best play. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
They're doing, are you worried about the Buccaneers right now on First Take? And, well, first of all, I've never lost any sleep over the Buccaneers. But secondly, it was funny, during the broadcast, they were talking to Tom Brady before the game, and Brady said, well, I've never had a receiver with the hands Godwin has. He dropped every ball. It was unbelievable how bad he was. I mean, it was, and then they were like, yeah, I've never seen him like this before. This is weird that he can't catch the ball. But big, in a big game, sometimes you just don't. And he did catch the touchdown pass, but am I worried? That'll be an interesting game, Buccaneers and Saints. Third yeah. meeting.
It can be because, you know, the Saints, I think the Saints, well, the Saints defense is better, but the Saints have, I think they have an ability to potentially control that game better. I do like the fact that it's, the Saints are due to exercise some of the playoff demons, aren't they?
Did they? Were they? If the Bears offense was any good?
No, but aren't they due game. Though?
If Wims doesn't drop that pass, but holy.
Aren't they due, though?
Shouldn't
they be?
I don't. Are they, though? Are they, though? I don't know.
Are you, though?
Yeah. I'm not sure that they really are. They're. Now, they did. They beat. New Orleans beat them twice, beat them both times, beat the snot out of them at home. And then in the first game of the year, the Saints beat them 34-23. You remember? Brady hasn't been able to get off on him. 239 and 209 he's thrown for. They rushed for 9 yards the last time they played him. At home.
That's not a lot.
No, at home. They rushed for 9 yards and 66 yards. So they can't run the ball against the Saints. They can't throw the ball against the Saints. So that's a bad combination, I think, if you can't run or throw against the team. I think that doesn't bode well for you in that football game. Maybe they do. Maybe this is the year that the Saints get back. Well, the year that they get there. They were a play away from going to, remember
Does it feel like the Green Bay Packers are going to the Super Bowl? I just have not gotten that feeling this year. And I don't know why. It's probably an old leftover narrative. I don't know that it's fair that I say that.
Do you think the Rams can go there and beat them?
No, that's the thing.
Do you think the Saints can go into Green Bay and win? I don't. I don't think Brady or the Saints can. Not in Green Bay in that cold, bro.
Oh, yeah, because Tom Brady never played in cold weather.
What about the rest of his team?
Yeah.
About all those? Gronk, cold weather. Penn State, Godwin, cold weather.
Godwin.
Oh, Aggie, Godwin. Mike Evans, cold weather.
What?
College
what?
Station gets cold sometimes.
Not when they play football.
Snow there.
Not when they play football, it doesn't.
Today, it was colder.
And, well, and cold is one thing, but Green Bay cold?
Ronald Jones, cold weather. Deal. Fournette, cold weather.
LSU,
no,
USC.
Green Bay cold is a different deal.
I don't want to.
It feels like Green Bay is going to the Super Bowl.
It does.
Yep.
And by the way, as much as
Green Bay KC, y'all buying that?
Possibly. It's been 2 years of this. Is Green Bay any good stuff? They were a game. Now they got their ass kicked, but they're a game away from going to the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah.
They were in the NFC title game last year. Why wouldn't it be this year when you have to go through Green Bay?
And
to
I
get
mean,
it done?
Aaron, how did Aaron Rodgers pull that out?
Because
I mean, Aaron Jones is a big part of last year. But Aaron Rodgers, just so good.
He's so
good.
At
this age, the Packers drafted his replacement, and he's going to win MVP. I mean, he's got some, like, Jordan-esque stuff to him.
His attitude.
But he's also got, you know, I think he's also maybe not the nicest guy.
Do you trust him?
Unless you're inside his little inner circle.
Do you trust him against the... Against the Chiefs?
Oh, yeah, I trust him implicitly. I remember on our show on 610, I brought up to Charlie Casserly Aaron Rodgers. I had Aaron Rodgers as the top player in the 05 draft. I wasn't doing it as hardcore, but I was doing draft stuff since 2001. And I remember watching him against Virginia Tech. There was like three games he played, and I was like, God, man, this guy, I really like him when he was at Cal. And I brought him up to Charlie. Charlie didn't know who he was. I just said, this is the next big quarterback coming out next year, whatever. And Charlie didn't even know who Aaron Rodgers was, which kind of shocked me. But I remember there was this guy on a Cougar message board who hated me. And this was...
I need to apologize for my messages. Sorry. I was a little out of line back then.
It was old.
Cougar Dell? Was it Cougar Dell?
Yes.
So, well, it would have been 07 that this guy left, had a message, or maybe 06. And Aaron Rodgers fell in a draft, did nothing his first year, did nothing his second year, and this guy on a message board was talking about how dumb I am, I have no football credibility, and he goes, nice job with Aaron. He sent me an email about nice job with Aaron Rodgers to my EV1 account. Laughing at me, and then did the same thing on the Cougar message board. And I swear on everything, I spent like 4 hours trying to dig up that message from the cache. Anything I could do, my EV1 account, you know, got like anyone who had EV1, you know, it just disappeared. Any old emails you had, they just shut everything down. The Cougar message board, which was like Cougar Den or something like that, I could never find it again. Of course, this is 10 years later. And I'm like, God, I wish I could. Phrasing.
What? Yeah. You. What do
there's
you want
no
to do?
Way.
This? What
there's
did
no
you
way
to do
I could.
This guy, Lance. What did you want to do to him?
What I was going to say.
Where did you want to stick it?
That's what I was going to say.
Hey.
And I was going. You know exactly what I was going to say.
I know.
And I can't, because there's really no way I can say it without Dell being able to capture it.
Where does Lance?
So I wanted
stick
to prove
it,
him Del? Wrong.
Why did you want to stick it there?
Well, what?
How because would, this guy
how
was
would that help the situation?
Yeah, how would that
anyway?
Help you or him? You sticking it there?
Well, he didn't want to help him, but I don't think that. I
what
don't
if
know.
I told you he would have liked it?
Maybe both of them would like it.
Yeah, I don't know. Back in 07, what he would have liked?
You don't know.
Yeah,
you don't know.
Let's get Fidencio in here before break.
I know for
I just
sure.
Hung up.
Oh, he just hung up. Well, once we started talking about stick it in,
yeah, I would have hung up too.
Fidencio, that was John.
No,
that was actually
you were the
it
one that was
me?
Actually going to say that.
No, I wasn't going to say that.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you were going to say
that. Yeah.
That's exactly what it means.
713-780-3776 to number to get in to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. We'll finish up with Texans talk as Lance finishes up
his day. 3-hour day. Nice day. Nice work.
Finished Trevor Lawrence today.
Nice.
What'd you think? Trash?
How many times are you going to do Trevor Lawrence? You've been doing
Trevor.
Yeah,
I thought you had done Trevor Lawrence already.
Can you get off, can you get off Trevor Lawrence for a while?
I just maybe I'm you know what I've decided to do a
is because
player.
Trevor
because
he has five long kids. Is because he has long hair and he has pretty feet. That's why you can't get away from him.
I guess not. Goodness gracious! Stop going through Trevor's.
This is harassment.
Instagram.
I mean, technically, what Dell does is harassment.
How
every
is it
day.
Harassment? It's not harassment.
Every day, Dell technically harasses.
No,
and bullies.
I asked you a question. How you
every
respond
day
to
it's
that?
Technically bullying.
Do you know if Trevor Lawrence has pretty feet or not?
Yeah.
No, but I know that there's probably some fetish site that was designed possibly by SiteJab. I don't know for a fact if they did it or not. They could have. Maybe they can do fetish sites for you that are completely harmless. Maybe you're somebody who really likes ear candling.
Do you want to start over?
No,
SiteJab, you say, I want a fetish site for people who like ear candling.
Mm.
And then before you know it, bing, bang, boom, they're like, look, your money spends too. Go ahead, as long as this isn't illegal. I just know this SiteJab builds the best websites out there, but it's not just about building a website. With SiteJab, it's really more about building a brand for you, building your brand up above and beyond where it is right now, making sure that people see who you are, what you are, the work that you've done, so that you have a better chance of conveying to the people who are on your website what you can do for them. And that means that you're going to turn more of their eyes into business leads, and that's going to mean more revenue for you. It's time for you to upgrade your website. If you haven't seen some of SiteJab's work, just go to their website at sitejab.com and see for yourself how they can help you with videos. They can help you, as I mentioned, with social media management. They can really take you through the entire process. SiteJab.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here, 946 ESPN 97.5. Let's pivot back to get back on the Texans' ass here for a while. There's nothing. Fidance wants to talk about the Texans. Art wants to know if you're going to renew your season tickets.
I don't. Are Fidance. You? Oh, Fidencio.
Yeah, Fidencio. What's up, Fidance?
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up? Long time no hear.
You know, I was giving a call because I was listening to Rich Eisen on Friday, and he had John McClain on there, and I think I've let you guys know about my disappointment in the Texans for a while now, and they finally got rid of Bill O'Brien, and, you know, watching John McClain try to downplay everything that Rich Eisen was saying about, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire with Deshaun Watson, and it makes me ill. Like, before I was disappointed that the team wasn't doing things, and now the way that they're handling all of this, I got excited when O'Brien left. I got excited when it looked like Easterby was going to be gone, and just they're comical. And I'm getting to the point now where it's not even that I'm bothered by them. I'm growing to dislike the Texans organization, front office, and ownership. And I just wanted to see what you guys think as to how long you think they'll be deaf to what the fans are saying before they actually start doing, you know, something a little bit different, because they seem to not care. And I'll hang up and listen, guys.
I'm not going to mistake apathy for ignorance, because I don't think that they don't care. They're not apathetic.
Oh, I think they really care. They're completely ignorant.
No. I think it's ignorance. I think they just don't know. They don't know how to do it. Their owner is...
Is it the worst owner in football right now? Now, remember now.
The Jets. Yeah.
Haslam hadn't been a great owner. But, I mean, you can't say... No. You can't mention Haslam now.
Look where they're at.
Right. Is this, by the way, shout out to John Dorsey for adding Wyatt Teller,
Kareem Hunt. Is he worse?
I mean, it's not great.
Well, if he can get Urban Meyer. Now, we'll see what Urban Meyer can do as a head coach.
But he's got the number one pick, and he's got Urban Meyer.
Yeah. How bad? We'll see. And he's made the play. Oh, it was a long time. A little bit ago. I don't know. I feel like if you listen to Shad Khan talk, and you line them up, Cal and Shad just started talking about their teams. Who would you have more confidence in?
Oh, Shad Khan.
You know, it's funny. Lamont says
it's always B
when it's Cal as A.
Yeah, I mean, listen. It like for real. The whole joke of everything was how bad Cal was reading off of his prompter or whatever. Like his press conference was so. I was just embarrassed. Like
well,
I was
more embarrassed by the knowledge power that one.
That, knowledge is power.
That to me was more embarrassing. This he wrote, and oh by the way, it was very poor writing. The Patriots are good people. Robert Kraft and Bill. What the hell do they?
We
want to
thank them for their greatness.
Yeah. What? Anyway, it's kind of weird that Cal McNair didn't seem to realize the media was blasting him. I disagree wholeheartedly. He actually hit the points. He knows. He in the very beginning, he talked, we're not Patriots South. Everybody's asking me about Jack Easterby. He knows what's going on out here.
Yeah, but do you really think he wrote all that by himself?
No.
I think he had a speechwriter.
I don't know. No, who would? He's not the president. He doesn't have a speechwriter.
I think he has a speechwriter. As a matter of fact, I know who his speechwriter is. His name is Dax Beestersnee.
That's it?
That's a rather unique
He's
name.
He's bald with a mustache.
If I was him,
with a fake mustache.
When Hannah wakes up, I'd ask her, can you, do you want to, but I think she was like.
You think she's always asleep around him?
I don't.
Or is that just a one-time thing?
I don't know. It just seems to me like she sleeps a lot when she's around Cal.
Well, you heard that presser. Wouldn't you fall asleep?
For example, after Brian.
And then low energy Nick Caserio. I got to tell you. He didn't come off. I mean, he came off as like, oh, this guy 100% worked for Bill Belichick. Without question.
Well, Cal told us that the coach will be the extrovert.
Yeah. That Nick Caserio is an introvert, and the coach will be the one that we want to run through a brick wall for. Mm-hmm. The brick wall we're building, by the way. We're building a wall brick by brick.
Brick by brick.
But it was funny. Brian T. Smith asked him the question, told him what a joke of an organization it's been, and he goes, we did the ice cream, the ice cube challenge together, ice bucket challenge.
Who, him and Brian?
You remember
Smith?
That? You got to get the.
Oh my God! I didn't hear that.
You didn't hear that? Yeah, Brian T. Smith
putting his hood back on.
Blasted him with all these things. How much they've sucked and how sucky they've been. And he goes, Brian, and I go back a long way. We did the ice bucket challenge together. Remember when you asked me to do the ice bucket? I was like, oh, God.
Stop being chummy with the people killing your organization.
You.
Stop it.
No, I really don't think that they are oblivious to what's going on out here. I just think that they don't know how to own a football team. Cal doesn't know how to own a football team.
I think he is oblivious. I think he's in a bit of a bubble.
No, he understands the things. He said,
how do you know?
Because he said it in his opening.
But that doesn't mean somebody didn't tell him to do this.
I don't know.
Listen, it's very important that you say.
I don't believe he has a speechwriter.
I don't think it's crazy to say Jack Easterby said, listen, make sure that one of the things you want to say is there's a belief that we're the Patriots of the South, and we're our own people. The Texans are our own people. And Deshaun's worried about us being the Patriots of the South. Just make sure you say that that's not who we are because we are Texans.
I don't know.
And it could have been that easy.
He's got a ride into work. What do you think he's doing on his ride?
Listening.
You think he's listening to sports radio?
Yes.
I don't
think
so.
No, he wants to hear about it.
Music that you think Cal listens to? Don't tell us what it is. Just think about it. Just kind of think about it.
I've already got the song.
I've got a feeling.
That's the song?
No, I got a feeling that I know what it is.
I don't think you do.
Okay.
You don't know how my mind works.
Listen, he's got his own. If you have your own radio station, you probably listen to that. He's got his own radio station. They talk about his team every segment. He's hearing what's going on. Even if it's just 6:10, he probably doesn't listen to this. He doesn't even
Please
know
let it
exists.
Be Cotton Candy Lemonade by Blue.
Are you ready?
Tiger. Yeah.
You ready? Did you see that joyous face when he did that shimmy? There's no chance that this isn't his favorite song.
My scout friend who mildly follows the Astros, his favorite story ever is when somebody took a picture of Cal having his glove at a baseball at an Astros game.
He actually
wearing did. His glove behind, like in behind diamond level, behind the screen.
Behind the screen. Are you sure that that wasn't Photoshopped?
No, that was real, no, John.
It had to be Photoshopped.
No, a listener was there. Like, I couldn't believe it. You wouldn't have taken a picture if you saw it
last year or the year before too. He was. Yeah.
You wouldn't have taken that picture if you saw that.
There's no chance he's sitting in the Diamond Club behind home plate, behind the screen.
No, he wasn't with a that. Glove. He wasn't that close. That. He wasn't that close. He was in the diamond level, but it was like eight rows off.
John.
I don't care. There's a screen in front of you. You don't need a glove.
John, why in the world would you say there's no
why
way?
Why wouldn't he wear it? John.
Okay, I want to see that again.
In the GIF that's in our Glory Boys chat of him when he shimmies, he has that smile on his face. You don't think that face would have a glove eight rows back watching the game? You don't think so? You don't think so? What? Go back and look at that GIF again. And you don't think that face would do that? Just the joy of being at a baseball game and having a glove would be just cool. Come on. You know, you look within yourself. You know
no,
it to be true.
There's no chance.
Oh, my God. Here it is right here. No. Lamont sent the picture.
No.
It's an ice bucket challenge.
Oh, yeah,
with
yeah.
Bill O'Brien, Brian T. Smith, who I thought he hated Brian T. Smith, and Cal McNair.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happened.
Yeah, that happened. Yeah, so? They did the ice bucket. Yo, you think Cal was lying about that?
No chance. Probably no. One of the things he loved.
No, but why did Bill O'Brien do that instead of murdering Brian T. Smith?
If they got a big bucket of Gatorade, of ice bucket, and then afterwards he hit Brian T. Smith with the ice bucket.
Or he goes, that was hydrochloric acid. I didn't scream because my throat hurts, but that was Bill O'Brien talking.
Where's Cal Aldor? It's
somebody thought you were going to play Songs of the South.
No, that's not.
No, now Eddie Rabbit Driving My Life Away does sound like it could be a Cal song.
What's
a little bit.
I feel like people, if you want to send me songs for the 10 o'clock hour, I will play those songs as rejoins for Cal's playlist.
I'm a little. This is so see, but this kind of thing, Baby Shark, Little Teapot. But this is actually what everybody
little
thinks
bunny,
about
foo,
the
foo,
owner of our NFL team.
This is a song that never ends. Yes, it goes on and on, my friends. Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was.
And Cal will just have it on like, this is the longest song ever.
And he'll love it.
He keeps hitting forward. And they can are singing it forever just because it says this.
See, I don't think he fast forwards. I think he enjoys every bit of it.
Anybody with a buddy with a kid knows that song. I want to hear him sing Gullah Gullah Island.
Is there any
Come
chance he can sell
and
the
let's
team?
Play together.
Why? It's profitable. Why would he do that?
Bright sunny weather.
Could he please sell the team?
Now that they canceled Caillou, is he going to be upset?
I don't know. I don't think Kyle's selling the team, John. I mean, it's a fantasy you can harbor, but I don't think so.
Honestly, if it wasn't for COVID, would they still hold the consecutive sellouts?
Oh, man. Yeah, because people would have already paid. But what about this
but,
next
but no, 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 there's still tickets available that people haven't paid for. I mean, they
oh, yeah,
they,
that's
not
right.
Every not every
yeah,
ticket
that's right.
is a season
that's
ticket.
Right. But it hasn't even been a problem in the past, the idea of not having a being blacked out? That's never been.
No. They wouldn't get blacked out. I think there's so many in a row you have to have or whatever. You can't just because they didn't sell out the game doesn't mean that you can just black them out. It's such a joke right now. I mean, honestly, ever since the DeAndre Hopkins trade, this organization has been the butt of jokes. Every joke. Whenever there's a trade or somebody, they talk about a trade. Well, what will the Texans, what will Bill O'Brien give them? I mean, ever since, and now Cal with everything that he does.
And the Cal thing for us is, I mean, it's I guess it's fun, but it's not really a substantial thing per se, but the whole Deshaun may not want to be here thing, which came out over the weekend that we didn't talk that much about, not since the first hour, is a thing they're going to have to deal with all offseason.
All offseason, it's not going away.
Kel watched the playoffs on Nickelodeon yesterday.
Well, that probably was
a slime touchdown.
Well, it was the Bears and the Saints. You probably would have had more fun watching it on Nickelodeon than you would have on CBS.
Probably. All right.
Touchdown!
Or whatever it was.
9:59 ESPN 97.5. Beat it, Lance.
Bye, Lance.
ESPN 97.5.